Heavens, Robert, he whispered. We don't speak of that. If you want to see severed heads, I can show you the famed decapitated Carmagnola, or... Ettore, I need to know which Venetian doge cut off these heads. It never happened, Ettore countered defensively. I've heard the tales, of course, but historically there is little to suggest that any doge committed... Ettore, please humor me, Langdon said. According to the tale, which doge was it? Ettore put on his glasses and eyed Langdon. Well, according to the tale, our beloved horses were transported by Venice's most clever and deceitful doge. Deceitful? Yes, the doge who tricked everyone into the Crusades. He eyed Langdon expectantly. The doge who took state money to sail to Egypt, but redirected his troops and sacked Constantinople instead. Sounds like treachery, Langdon mused. And what was his name? Ettore frowned. Robert, I thought you were a student of world history. Yes, but the world is large and history is long. I could use some help. Very well, then, a final clue. Langdon was going to protest, but he sensed that he'd be wasting his breath. Your doge lived for nearly a century, Ettore said, a miracle in his day. Superstition attributed his longevity to his brave act of rescuing the bones of St. Lucia from Constantinople and bringing them back to Venice. St. Lucia lost her eyes to...
He plucked up the bones of the blind,
Sienna blurted, glancing at Langdon, who had just had the same thought. Ettore gave Sienna an odd look. In a manner of speaking, I suppose. Ferris looked suddenly wan, as if he had not yet caught his breath from the long walk across the plaza and the climb up the stairs. I should add, Ettore said, that the doge loved St. Lucia so much because the doge himself was blind. At the age of 90, he stood out in this very square, unable to see a thing, and preached the crusade. I know who it is, Langdon said. Well, I should hope so, Ettore replied with a smile. Because his eidetic memory was better suited to images rather than uncontextualized ideas, Langdon's revelation had arrived in the form of a piece of artwork, a famous illustration by Gustave Doré, depicting a wizened, blind doge, arms raised high overhead, as he incited a gathered crowd to join the crusade. The name of Doré's illustration was clear in his mind, Dandolo, Preaching the Crusade. Enrico Dandolo, Langdon declared. The doge who lived forever. Finalmente, Ettore said. I fear your mind has aged, my friend. Along with the rest of me. Is he buried here? Dandolo? Ettore shook his head. No, not here.
Where? Sienna demanded. At the doge's palace?
Ettore took off his glasses, thinking a moment. Give me a moment. There are so many doges, I can't recall... Before Ettore could finish, a frightened-looking docent came running over and ushered him aside, whispering in his ear. Ettore stiffened, looking alarmed, and immediately hurried over to a railing where he peered down into the sanctuary below. After a moment, he turned back toward Langdon. I'll be right back, Ettore shouted, and then hurried off without another word. Puzzled, Langdon went over to the railing and peered over. What's going on down there? At first, he saw nothing at all, just tourists milling around. After a moment, though, he realized that many of the visitors were staring in the same direction, toward the main entrance, through which an imposing group of black-clad soldiers had just entered the church and was fanning out across the narthex, blocking all the exits. The soldiers in black. Langdon felt his hands tighten on the railing.
Robert!
Sienna called out behind him. Langdon remained fixated on the soldiers. How did they find us?
Robert!
She called more urgently.
Something's wrong. Help me!
Langdon turned from the railing, puzzled by her cries for help. Where did she go? An instant later, his eyes found both Sienna and Ferris. On the floor, in front of the horses of St. Mark's, Sienna was kneeling over Dr. Ferris, who had collapsed in convulsions, clutching his chest.